Ramen Peak.
Yo guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. Today we're talking about potentially the greatest game of all time, Elden Ring. Both of us, I've played the game earlier this year, and my co-host Preston also just recently beat the game, so we're just going to be giving our general thoughts on it, talking about it, comparing it to Dark Souls possibly, and talking about whether it's the best game of all time or not. So, do you want to start with just like your initial thoughts?
Yeah, so also, like, by the way, we both beat Dark Souls 1, 2, and 3 before playing.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the full Souls experience, you know, the rage experience. But the main difference is between Elden Ring and Dark Souls is like the play style, because Dark Souls games are linear, meaning to advance, like advancing the story or advancing the progress of the game, you're going in like a single direction from area to area. Now you can only go back to other areas, but you can't just go to a new area randomly. You have to make it there first by going through different areas on the way. And so honestly, at first, before playing and then kind of at the start, I wasn't really sure how I felt about the open world aspect of Elden Ring, because it seemed like a lot compared to Dark Souls games, but you get the hang of it pretty quick. And yeah, like looking things up on like the wiki, the Fextra Life, you do that in Dark Souls for things and Elden Ring, more so if you want to like get certain items or weapons or armor sets. But playing through Elden Ring and beating it made me realize that I actually really liked the open world aspect of it. Because you can literally, like, I mean, I've been seeing this in new game, but you can literally just go, like, whatever way you want and, you know, progress and get rare items or better items earlier than, you know, say, waiting till the end of Dark Souls 3 to get certain weapons. And also, Elden Ring has, you know, its mainline bosses that you are required to fight, but there's so many optional boss fights in Elden Ring. Like, you're not even required to beat all the shard bearers. There's only two required before you can go to the capital, which makes it kind of cool. Like, depending on your skill, you can skip a lot of things if you want, but honestly, first playthrough, I'd recommend doing as much as possible. Like what you were telling me, bro, like, at one point in the game, like towards the end, I just like stopped advancing and like went back and like did a lot of like the dungeons or like the catacombs that I missed to get items or just to get money by beating bosses. And by doing that, it's like definitely helped with, you know, fighting some of the harder bosses later and then leveling up. Also, the leveling system is like comparable to like Dark Souls 2, it feels like it's the amount of money, like the amount of levels you get by like end game is pretty similar. Like, I think I ended Dark Souls 2 when I beat it at around level like 150, 160, and Elden Ring, I was like level like 145, 146 when I finished the first playthrough. But yeah, overall, basically Dark Souls, just open world, and I think that it's great.
Would you say that Elden Ring is easier? Like, I mean, I guess I'll give my thoughts on this first, because I feel like there's kind of two categories for it. One of them is like just finishing the game, like beating the final boss, and then the other one is like actual skill needed in the game. As far as just like beating the game, I think it's way easier than Dark Souls, because while it doesn't like walk you through the game, it is like pretty easy to know where you go, like the entire time that you're playing the game, like
mm-hmm.
to the point where like you don't even have to like explore stuff or look things up. You could just like play through the game. Obviously, that's like not recommended at all. Like, it's pretty hard to like enjoy the game like to its full experience without looking stuff up, because there are so many like side quests and things. Which is, I guess, is a good thing and a bad thing, because like the thing is, if you paid attention and like talked to everyone and did a completely blind playthrough, you could probably figure a lot of stuff out for yourself and do a lot of the side quests. But a lot of like the average player isn't like talking to every single NPC possible and like spending hours searching the map for like every item and reading every item description. So that's why like looking stuff up is helpful. But yeah, as far as just straight playing through the game, I think it's probably easier to finish it like playtime wise. I think you could easily beat the game in like, I don't know, 5 hours if you, especially a new game plus when you already have all the equipment and levels that you need. Probably even way less than 5 hours, honestly. But as far as like the actual skill that you need, I think this game has much harder bosses, but it gives you way more tools to deal with them. Like if you compare, let's just say like Margit, like the first boss, his health bar is like stacked, compared to like most other Souls games. His health bar is stacked, and he has like a lot of like, you know, delayed attacks, deals a ton of damage, pretty like a lot of combos and stuff. Compare that to like the first main boss in Dark Souls 1. If you placed Margit there, like there's no way you'd win. It'd be like nearly impossible because, you know, you don't have as many like Estus flasks. You pretty much just have like a regular old sword. But in Elden
Or a
Ring,
tree sentinel.
true.
As soon as you walk out, bruh.
Yeah, that's why like Elden Ring, sometimes you run into a boss and realize that you're like way underleveled, or not even underleveled, you just haven't like gotten the right equipment yet. You can explore a little bit, come back, and easily defeat the boss. To where like I struggled a lot on Margit, and even like when you can refight him later in the game and you can't like use summons or anything, I still like it took me like, well, I mean, it only took 2 tries, but that's still like for someone I've already fought. But the first time I played the game, I lost to him a bunch. But then it got to the point where like I left him for a little bit, came back, and then beat him first try just 'cause I had like a better summon, I leveled up some things. I had like a, I don't know, +5 or +6 sword now. So yeah. And in that sense, especially there's also some weapons that are like broken. For example, I'd say like the Moonveil's like not broken, but it's like a really good one. Sword of Night and Flame, Rivers of Blood. These are all weapons that like can make the game way easier for you. And because of that, I would say the game can be easier. But since you don't have to use them, the game can also become way harder. So the game really is like as easy as you want it to be.
And with like the ashes, spirit
Yeah.
ashes, like mimic tier is like most of the time pretty cheese for like fighting bosses.
Especially just like dungeons. Like you walk into a dungeon, summon your mimic tier. Most, especially if you're like pretty high leveled, most of the time the mimic tier can just do the fight for you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, what do you think? What do you think is, or actually, yeah, I was gonna say, like, I think that difficulty wise, like, area wise, compared to Dark Souls, like 3, for instance, like, the areas are definitely a lot bigger in Elden Ring, obviously. So there's like way more enemies. So the areas can be challenging sometimes, but also you have the spectral steed, which like if you're just trying to get through an area, most of the time you can just run through it, which helps. Especially if you're just like exploring or trying to go get to like a location quickly. Also the bosses, I think that definitely the bosses in Elden Ring, at least in the beginning, because like let's be real, like Vort of Boreal Valley in like Dark Souls 3, pretty easy boss to fight. Most of the bosses aren't really hard in Dark Souls 3, in my opinion, until later, like DLC bosses, and some end game bosses. But obviously you don't have like Mimic Tears or Spirit Ashes, but I think that you wouldn't really need them in that game. It's more about, their health pools aren't as large. The only boss that even has over like 15,000 health is Midir. So the bosses in Dark Souls 3 are a lot more manageable. Elden Ring bosses are so much more stacked up, especially like late game, like Margit and like Godrick and some of the early bosses are a good challenge at the beginning of the game. But even when you're beefed up towards the end of the game and have methods, to win, especially if you're just by yourself, some of the end game bosses can be very difficult. But if you throw in Mimic Tear or Spirit Ashes, it might help some. But I mean, there's plenty of times where I was using Spirit Ashes or Mimic Tear and I was still getting destroyed by some of the later game bosses. So I'd say the bosses definitely have way more difficulty in Elden Ring, especially the late ones, like move sets, AoE attacks, special attacks, grab attacks, their health. Everybody's health bar is massive in Elden Ring. Like, I forgot who it was. Oh yeah, Fire Giant. I forgot how much health he has. It's like 40,000, which is like more than double Midir's health. And I remember in Dark Souls 3, that seemed like insane. But yeah, basically, like, I think that the bosses in Elden Ring are harder, but you can make it easier to a certain degree, like help yourself out. But also at the same time, like if you chose not to do, any like summons or anything at all, it's definitely a lot harder, and takes more skill. But yeah, that's what I'd say. What was your question before though? What were you saying before you started giving your opinion on the game?
I don't remember. I think I was just talking about like if it's like easier or harder than Dark Souls, but you kind of just talked. Was it like before that you meant?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all I asked.
All right, so what would you say then between, because I'm assuming Dark Souls 3 is your favorite Dark Souls game, right?
Yes.
All right,
Yeah,
so
so
comparing Dark Souls 3 to Elden Ring, which one would you say is more of your personal favorite? And then which one would you say is the better game, like better made?
honestly, those are both like really hard because I don't know. I feel like I could spend way more time in Elden Ring. Like if it was basically like I had 5 days left to live, or no, nah, if I could only play one game for like the rest of my life, I could never play any game other than one. I would pick Elden Ring just 'cause there's so much to do and explore. Which And on the flip side of that though, Dark Souls 3 is such like a streamlined experience, I guess, where like I know like everything, like I don't the game just feels a lot like smoother than Elden Ring, I guess, in the sense that like each boss has like a certain each box is like intentional, I guess, where like there's there you walk into the arena. It's really hard, but then you figure out the trick. Elden Ring, it's not really like that. It's kind of just like, can you get enough levels and like enough good weapons and summons to kill the boss? Whereas Dark Souls 3, like you aren't given those things, so you have to like kind of figure out the tricks for yourself. So, I don't know. It's kind of hard to answer that 'cause one of them is a lot more like skill based and like because of that, I feel like I have more of a connection to it. 'Cause I've like had to learn the tricks I need to beat certain bosses. While the other game, it's kind of just been like, I guess, a more fun experience. So I guess to answer that, Elden Ring would be more fun just 'cause there's more to do, and I think it's a little less like well crafted and like polished. But that's just because there's so much to do. There's so many different possibilities. Where like and I know that's what they were going for. They were going for like Dark Souls 3 but like on steroids basically. So I think they did everything they wanted to, and I think it's like I can't really say that Dark Souls 3 is a better game. I would just say that like for if I'm like rating it on the scale, like personally, I would say Dark Souls 3 is better. But I mean, if I played Elden Ring the same way that I played Dark Souls 3, you know, like without all these extra stuff, without like all these weapon arts and summons, and just like actually had to play through the game and learn the bosses like move sets and stuff, I might think differently. But then again, at the same time, a lot of the bosses in Elden Ring kind of are designed to just like be like kind of annoying, so that you kind of have to rely on other resources. So yeah, Elden Ring more fun, Dark Souls 3 a little bit better.
Yeah, for me it's like the same. Like I'd say like my personal favorite, but like which one I would say I like better, I'd say Elden Ring, because like I said, like I like grow and like adapted to liking the open world experience and all like the paths you can choose. Like decisions you make in the game change certain things for bosses or NPCs, and there's also like 10 endings or whatever now. So like I like it more. I mean they're both 10 out of 10 games. Like they're both my favorites, but I'd say I slightly like Elden Ring more, slightly. And then I slightly think Dark Souls 3 is better, just because like yeah, like you said, it's like it's linear, it's polished. It has DLCs, and for me, like what's giving Dark Souls 3 the edge, saying it's better. Better made is the DLCs. Like the DLCs are perfect for Dark Souls 3. Some of the best bosses in the games, best soundtracks, best areas, great lore. So I think it could change for me though, depending, because the Shadow of Erdtree DLC is coming at some point next year.
Maybe.
And if they've been working on that for almost 2 years now. So they're definitely putting in a lot of work.
Yeah.
So honestly, that DLC could be even better than the Dark Souls 3 DLCs. And if that's the case, or even if they're on the same level, I think Elden Ring will be the better game in my opinion then. Just right now, it's like no DLCs yet, it's just the base game. So Dark Souls 3's DLCs are giving it the edge for me, over Elden Ring in terms of best game. But yeah, they're both great games,
Yeah.
phenomenal games. And the Shadow of the Erdtree DLC, I think it's gonna be really good.
Yeah. I'll just two more things I want to just like compare are like the lore and the story. So I think Elden Ring has like better, not better, it's just like I guess easier to understand. I mean, actually no, it's not easy to understand at all. It's just like there's a lot to it, and there's like it's a pretty at least like understandable story, whereas Dark Souls is kind of like kind of
Vague.
weird. Yeah, it's kind of vague, and you have to like dig way deeper into it, and like all the bosses aren't as connected, whereas Elden Ring, like, you know, you're basically fighting like a whole family line. I mean, almost all the shard bearers are like related in some way, so you can kind of connect them that way. Whereas Dark Souls is less that way. However, I think like the actual story of the game for like the events that you play through in Dark Souls 3 are better, especially like when you play 1 and then 3 and how like the stories like kind of like how they coalesce, I guess. And then the other thing, just like personal like artistic design, I kind of like the Dark Souls 3 like vibe more, where it's like more like medieval dark fantasy. I mean, they're both medieval fantasy. One of them's just like a little bit darker, I guess. And Elden Ring, I guess, is kind of a little bit more like mythical, maybe. I don't know. It's a little brighter,
Well, yeah.
but I think they're both like really cool, just like aesthetics. I think I just prefer Dark Souls.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I mean, both of the stories, like the main point of them, like Dark Souls is like Age of Fire continuation or ending it, and the story behind that of like how it came to be, how it's going, and how it should be, whatever. And then Elden Ring, was like the world existed. The Greater Will sent Elden Beast down, and as like an envoy, Erdtree came, Golden Order established, they waged war on everybody in the world, conquered, and then the Shattering happened, chaos, took over everything, all the Shard Bearers fell out of grace, and that's why you're taking them down to basically reclaim the throne and rule the Lands Between. That's like the name for the world, so like both of like the mirror concepts are both, it's like, oh, okay, so basically one's like take the throne from this like shattered family of like gods basically, and then the other one is fire came, was used bad, was used poorly by greedy, quote unquote, basically the equivalent of shard bearers, like the great lords or whatever, lords of Cinder. And then, you're either continuing the flame or putting it out. So both like the regular concepts, it's like, oh, it makes sense. But then like both of them have like insane lore. It's like you look into each character and events that happened, and it's like an entire tree that just like stems out. And Elden Ring continued what Dark Souls did. Like every single item has like unique descriptions and like places on the map, give you more lore and stuff. So it's all like loosely connected, and some parts are like left up to the for you to interpret what you think is going on. But yeah, both games, great lore. I would say I think that I like, for like the story wise, I like the Elden Lord one better, because also with like the endings, you can like do different things. Like I would choose that over the linking the flame or putting out the flame or doing, like Lord of Hollows or whatever. Like I like Elden Ring's, taking the throne, or Age of Stars, or Frenzied Flame, like destroying the world. I like that better, but I think that the Dark Souls, like kind of like you said, like the vibe, like the like dark, thing, like the world suffering, continue it or end it or whatever, like that concept. I like the concept better. I just like I like the gameplay version of the lore better for Elden Ring.
Yeah, I don't know. Personally, just like the final boss of Dark Souls 3 basically being like yourself from like the first game. I don't know, that moment and then like the music.
It's all the people. Yeah, it's all the
Yeah.
people that link the flame.
Yeah, I don't know. That like for me is like a crazy thing, but yeah, I agree, like if you think about it on a grander scale, Elden Ring is probably a bit cooler.
But
But
I know we got to wrap it up, so I'm
yeah.
gonna say
Play both of them
last
and don't
thing.
worry about it.
I was gonna say, what are your top three favorite bosses from Elden Ring? No particular order.
Definitely shoot. Godrick the Grafted. Is that who it is? Yeah, Godrick the Grafted.
Mid?
Bro, cap. Best. See, that was like the one fight where I felt like I actually could like learn the moveset and like get the timing right. Like for example, Renala, I was literally just like trying to avoid the spam and return the spam. And then for like Godfrey, he also like I mean there's one point where there's literally just like golden rain that like kills you basically if you like hit it. Like you kind of just gotta like kill him before he can like use his crazy moves. I don't know. I'd say that's one. I don't know. You give me your top three and then while I think.
But so I'd say one of them, I have a different opinion on him, but Godfrey, for one, his dialogue and everything, like his character, both peak, like he was also tarnished, from like what we saw in the lore, he was also tarnished. You literally killed his son, bruh,
Shoot,
Morgott,
wait,
and
I was thinking of Margot. when I was talking about
Oh,
the
okay.
Golden Rain stuff,
Yeah,
yeah.
that one was, yeah, I don't like, yeah. But yeah, Godfrey, literally, you kill his son, bruh, Morgott, earlier. You're a tarnished just like him. But he's like the most respectful person, bruh. Like, in the fight, he's like, all right, tarnished, like, you fought well, whatever, whenever you die. But I beat him on the third try because I like Godfrey because all his moves are very well telegraphed. Like, he would, like, jump up in the air. Throw the axe, you dodge it, and then he goes to it and blows up the ground so you can get out of the way. The ground slams with the axe, you have like time to roll or get out of the radius.
Yeah, so
All
you're
of his
talking about like
cooldown
the
moves.
Horaloo fight, like the one
Yeah.
like right before the Elden
Yeah.
Beast. Yes, that one would be one
Yeah.
of my top three.
Very, very well telegraphed moves, like you know what's coming, like if he's gonna try and pick you up as Horaloo and slam you, or like, he like it takes a second, so you know what to do. It just takes, you have to be patient. That's why I died twice before. But like that fight a lot. Great, great soundtrack. Like the boss a lot. So that's one of my top three. Another one, Plessadusax, Dragon Lord Plessadusax. Insane arena, like, and build up. Favorite, honestly, I like him more than Midir. But they're both like my favorite dragon bosses. But Plessadusax, took me like six try. I think I beat him on the sixth try, but mostly because I was dying to the laser beam spam at the end when he got weak, kind of like Midir. I just was too far away and got caught. But besides that, all the lightning attacks are pretty good, like telegraph, like it shows on the ground first where they strike, and so it's normally easy to avoid. Except I was using a colossal sword, so I'd be like mid swing and get stuck. But very, very good fight, especially when he turns into, Ash. That fight is my best, like, cinema, like most cinematic fight in my opinion. Like, it was going crazy. But yeah, favorite Dragon Boss in that game for sure. But that's like another one of my top three. And then even though this fight was honestly top three hardest for me. Like, I was raging super hard the entire time. But Malekith, first phase, once you like see his moveset, it's pretty easy. But honestly, yeah, I'd say on par or like just slightly easier than Melania is like, Blackblade Malekith. The sword that literally like it shrinks your health bar and does like poison damage or whatever. Him flying around the arena doing like anime style moves like Zoro slashes or whatever, and not staying still for you to just wail on him is like was super hard to get used to. And I honestly just beat him by luck. Like, I didn't even realize I beat him. I was just trying to stay alive and hit him. But coolest one-liner in the series. I also like the lore, and then also coolest design, I think. I like his design the best out of any boss, but that was a hard fight. It took me like 20 something tries probably, but that's the last of my top three.
Yeah, I think Plasdeusax is definitely like the most cinematic. I'll say Godfrey is one. But I mean, yeah, Godfrey, and then honestly, I liked Radagon, like the first phase of the final fight. I liked him a lot, and like the just like the 1v1. I feel like all his moves were like really well telegraphed, and like that was like the f well one of like the instances where you actually have to use the jump button. It feels like they were kind of intentional with like making him do an attack that you can't just roll away from. You have to actually jump over it when he like slams into the ground. Elden Beast, of
Yeah.
course, I hate that fight so much. I think it's just like it's
Same.
basically a running simulator. But I really like Radagon, and luckily I got to fight him like a million times. But like it got to the point where like I wouldn't even get hit during his fight just because of how like smooth it was, and how well telegraphed everything was. I just wish that it was, I can't think about it without thinking about Elden Beast. But yeah, I would say him, and then Godfrey and Godric are my top three. Plasdeusax is like definitely like one of like the coolest fights, but I think like the actual fight itself, I kind of was just like hugging him, hugging his side and like wailing, and then like avoiding every once in a while.
Yeah, top
So.
three hardest bosses, bro, for sure is Melania, Elden Beast, and Malekith, bro. Like Elden Beast was
Yeah.
literally, yeah, chasing blood across the entire mega arena and just getting slammed by long range attacks on the way over.
Yeah. And then for me, Malekith was like kind of what you said, but I found it more annoying that he would just like run around. It wasn't like, I think it was really cool. But he kind of was like almost too quick at some points where it felt like it wasn't like well telegraphed. He was kind of just like jumping around randomly. It was hard to like t telegraph where he was going, and his moveset seemed kind of like kind of
Erratic.
jumpy. Yeah, erratic, that's the word. But I don't know, that one was like it probably took me about six tries, and I do like the first phase of the fight a lot. Just the second phase where he, I mean, he's definitely like the coolest design boss, I agree. And I like his sword a lot. I think I used it, but
Yeah, I beat the game with his sword. That was the
yeah,
colossal sword that
I'm
I
pretty sure
beat.
I did also. But yeah. All right. I guess that's it for this episode.
Yes. Peak game overall, peak, play it, play Dark Souls 3, and honestly just play everything except Bloodborne because it's mid.
Cap. Play all of them,
JK, I'm just
including
not a meat
Bloodborne.
writer.
I need to play it. I just don't have a PlayStation. All
Same.
right, see ya.
See you.